The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks. Everybody, and welcome to the Upkeep for Monday, December 16th, 2019.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
Big news about Theros Beyond Death. We now have seen the first preview cards from this set.
Yes. There are some awesome planeswalkers, including Elspeth and Ashiok. Yes.
Ashiok making nightmares.
Yes. We saw some really cool alternate arts for them also where like amazing statues.
It's really cool.
Oh, it's very, very cool.
Really hyped for Theros. And if that doesn't get you hyped enough, there's a new trailer out that was revealed at the Game Awards.
It's so spooky.
I was spooked watching it.
I was way spooked watching it. Ashiok, Elspeth is in it.
Weaving nightmares for Elspeth. Yes. Sending her down to the underworld.
Oh, very cool.
I loved it.
We also know all of the mechanics that was in an article by Matt Tabak. We have Escape, which is on Elspeth, which helps you get things out of, cast them from the graveyard,
right,
which is pretty cool.
Flavorful.
Devotion is back.
Yay, Devotion.
Seeing it in all its cool ways. Constellation.
Excellent.
Which I was a big fan of. That's from Journey into Nyx. And most importantly, IMO Sagas.
Sagas. I love Sagas. I'm so happy they're back already.
And what a great place to bring them back.
Oh, absolutely.
Theros is, I can't believe that we didn't think of this. In the world of predictions, we should have made this one.
I mean, we knew Sagas were going to come back, though.
I know.
They're so cool.
But specifically
in Theros.
Yes. Like we said, there's already been some sweet alt-art planeswalkers and also some like full border cards and stuff like that.
Yeah, the lands have been previewed for this set as well.
Yes.
Which are very different. They're mana symbols. That's it.
Yes.
That for the art.
And kind of like a weird, like, underworldy, constellation-y way.
Yeah, so.
They're pretty cool. There will also be landscape lands that are available in like the Planeswalker decks and some alternate ways like that, but they won't be in regular boosters.
Some other exciting news announced at the Game Awards was the Magic MMO has been officially announced.
What?
Did not see
this coming at all.
I mean, they announced it all the way back like in 2017. The new CEO was like, hey, we want to make an MMO based on Magic's IP. We have so much IP. We might as well make a world about it. It's called Magic Legends. Mm-hmm. And they released a trailer for it. It's a cinematic trailer, show, so it doesn't show any gameplay or anything like that. It's going to be produced by Cryptic Studios, known for Star Trek Online and City of Heroes, generally well-regarded MMO maker. But we really don't know that much more information about it yet, but I assume you're playing as these various characters. You can, like, planeswalk or something like that, probably, because
who knows?
Why else would you make this? you can sign up for the beta right now. I did it, but no details yet on when that's going to be released.
Yes. There was a B&R announcement today. There were no banned or restricted cards, but they are announcing a change in the pacing of banned and restricted announcements. They say, quote, going forward, we'll no longer be making a commitment in advance to when the next B&R update will be. While we still expect changes to come at a similar pace and will always announce changes on a Monday, we'll be allowing some flexibility in the exact week of changes. This will let us be more agile and responsive with changes when needed while respecting the needs and timelines of competitive events. We'll still do our best to avoid making changes to a format too soon before a major event so as not to negatively impact players' plans and preparations.
And this makes a lot of sense to me because they have been recently kind of being flexible with their own B&R schedule and changing it around and whatever.
Lots of stuff like, oh, we're going to make a special announcement. Yeah. A lot of emergency announcements. Yeah.
So now they're basically just saying, hey, guess what? We're going to tell you when they happen.
We'll make them when they need to be made and not based on this like weird
arbitrary
programmed schedule.
Exactly.
They also said our next B&R update will likely be in January. From that announcement onward, we plan to sync up Pioneer updates with the rest of our B&R updates and expect Pioneer changes to occur at a similar cadence to the rest of our non-rotating format.
Okay, so it sounds like Pioneer has caught up, essentially, and which is kind of, you know, if you ask me how fast that would have been, this seems like fast for it to sync up with the rest of B&R.
It's very rapid. It's been happening every week for a little while now. Yep. And so, yeah, they're expecting things to slow down there. Maybe not so many busted things to appear week after week.
We've got an update on Arena with the December state of the game. One of the things they are announcing with this is the suspension of cards in Historic. So this is different than bans in that it operates similarly to bans, but it's not permanent. So they can take cards off of suspension if they feel that they need to, which I guess is the same as a ban, but I don't know. I guess it gives them more flexibility because things have been unbanned before. Or whatever. Maybe it's just a different way to think about it because it's in Historic, which is a strictly Arena format.
Yes. They say they're happy with the current Historic meta. No deck is more than 5% of the field, but want to be proactive with 4 suspensions. Those are Once Upon a Time, Field of the Dead, Veil of Summer, and Oko.
What a surprise.
What a surprise. As someone who has gotten to watch many people try and cast Veil of Summer to prevent a red spell from hitting their creature, I think you could have left that one in.
There's some historic events coming up on Arena 2. Historic Artisan's going to happen the 20th through the 30th this month. That's commons and uncommons only. You can win some card styles. And a Historic Challenge coming up in January the 11th through the 13th, which is a competitive best of 3 event. If you get 8 wins, you get 15,000 gold, 40 historic boosters, a copy of Treasure Hunt, and Gaea's Cradle card sleeve, which is pretty good. The entry fee is steep because of that. But it'll be a fun event if you want to play some competitive Historic next month.
Yeah. Finally, we have a friends list.
Sorry, I hit laughter, but I meant to hit applause. On our soundboard.
All right.
Well, anyway.
We have a friends list.
Yay!
But there's still no chat, so
yeah.
I mean, now you can see your friends.
And be like, ooh, they're online.
They're online.
I guess I'm going to have to text them to see if they want to play.
Cool.
Improvements to performance, according to Wizards of the Coast, happened with the November update, but they are still working on updates to memory leaks. So they're happy with some performance updates, still working on more.
Yes. There was a Game Awards after party event on Arena. It was super sick, but it did end today. Maria, you got to play it. You thought it was very cool.
Yes, it was super cool. Is Ashiok versus Elspeth, 2 pre-constructed decks playing with a lot of power. Literally, there are the boxes. There's Black Lotus. There was Ancestral Recall, which I cast, Megan, which you're probably very jealous about.
I am wildly jealous.
Apparently, the decks were actually very well balanced too. They looked at the win rates of them, and it did feel like Elspeth versus Ashiok, like from the trailer. It definitely had that feel to it. It was very, very cool, and you got to play with a couple of new cards, including Elspeth and Ashiok from Theros.
Nice. There's the Brawl of Days event happening through January 16th. Unlimited brawl play in a separate queue.
You've got to pay 10,000 gold or 2,000 gems to get in, though.
Oh, dang.
People aren't super happy about that, I'll let you know.
You can get a copy of Rise the Redeemed.
Oh, excuse me. Reese.
Reese.
Proper Welsh name.
Get out of here. Rise. Rise.
I did pay for it, so you might see me in the brawl queue.
There also is now updated deck sorting. You can sort your decks by format, color identity, alphabetical, or last modified, and search for them by name or any combination of the above.
Great. Magic Fest Oklahoma City happened this past weekend. Matt Carlson took the whole thing down, playing standard with Jeskai Fires.
Nice. Congratulations also to Frank Karsten, who made the top 8. There were only 348 competitors.
That is small.
A real low.
Very small.
In what has been a couple of months of lows for attendance at these events. Simic Flash had the best showing with 2 copies in the top 8 and 33% conversion rate.
Yeah, more about this stuff on our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five, this week. SCG had a Players' Championship this past weekend. Congratulations to Oliver Tamiko, taking the whole thing down, winning $20,000 and a wrestling belt.
Sure.
For some reason.
Okay.
We had 3 formats, Legacy, Modern, Standard. His decks were 4-color Mentor in Legacy, Modern Bant Urza, and Standard Simic Flash, which I think is like he just chose
just
the 3
top
best
decks. In all formats.
Yep.
There are some changes coming to Magic the Gathering online qualifying tournaments. They have a new Premier Play program. There are a lot of changes.
Yeah, it's a lot of information.
If you are heavily invested in that, you can go and read that whole thing. A couple of sum ups.
Yeah.
The Magic Online Championship Series and the Players Tour Qualifier system have been combined into a single seasonal program.
So the season's going to be about 17 weeks, and it's going to culminate in an in-person Champions Showcase, which sounds to me like this is replacing the Magic Online Championship Series, which was a big tournament that they hosted at Wizards of the Coast every year on Magic Online, with a prize pool of $70,000 and a Players Tour Finals invitation, which is a pretty good prize.
Yeah, players earn a single qualifier point to unlock access to Magic Online Premier Play events in either the PTQ path, the Magic Online Champions Showcase path, or both.
Yeah, so again, more info on that on dailymtg.com. That is a lot of news this week.
Wow, and we got there in 10 minutes.
We did it! So yeah, if you want to hear more about any of this, check out our full-length program, Good Luck High Five, available every Tuesday anywhere fine podcasts are found, and support us on patreon.com/glhfmagic.